Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, it's the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, it's Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. Over the last couple of weeks, we've spent a lot of time on the show, as you know, talking about anxiety. And one of the many sources of anxiety that we face is what today's meditation teacher calls the delusion of perfection. I like that term. It's very easy to get caught up in the fiction that everybody else has everything figured out. So today we've got a meditation specifically designed to help you untangle that delusion. Leslie Booker, who goes by the name simply Booker, was a guest on this show earlier this week. Booker is an esteemed meditation teacher and one of the lead teachers in our Taming Anxiety Challenge, which is running right now on the 10% Happier app. Booker has spent many years bringing meditation and Buddhism to juvenile detention centers, residential treatment centers, and Rikers Island. And today she's here for you. Here we go now with Booker.
Hey there, dear ones. This is Booker. We're living in a culture that is so heavily influenced by Yelp reviews and likes on social media that we may find ourselves constantly striving to that level of perfection that we believe everyone else is achieving. We may think we're alone in this struggle to keep up, but this is pretty universal. We all feel like we're not going to make the cut in one way or the other. In today's meditation, we'll practice taming the inner critic by remembering that we're all just human and each with our own insecurities and imperfections. We'll be exploring compassion practice today. You might find it useful to take some of the pressure off of the body by trying a lying down posture. You can lie on your back with your knees bent and the bottoms of your feet resting on the ground. It's helpful to keep the feet wide so that the knees can drop towards each other. Or you can stretch your legs out long if you prefer. The arms can be outstretched to your sides, overhead, or resting on your belly or chest. Begin to find your anchor, the place in your body where you can feel a sense of ease. The anchor can be found by feeling the stillness, density, and solidity of your body resting on the ground. The anchor can also be found by feeling the expansion and contraction of the breath breathing itself in and breathing itself out. Keep going at your own pace, feeling the weight of the body or the rhythm of the breath, quieting the nervous system. Now begin to turn towards what's happening right now. Not the experience that you think you should have, but what is present right now. How much of your present moment is in response to external pressures? From the meditation posture you're holding to the thoughts that are running through your mind, how much is influenced by the outside world? when you peel back the facade of perfection, what you might find is that most folks are struggling in life with the same things that you are. As you contemplate this, you can allow someone or a series of folks to come to mind. They could be someone you love dearly or the stranger walking by you on the street. Just let yourself get a sense of them, maybe visualizing their face or feeling their presence. The person on the magazine cover, the stranger on the subway, even a dear friend. What would it be like to move through the world knowing that just like me, they're also working with fear, anxiety, and stress in their lives? Just like me, this person feels a desire to measure up and sometimes feels overwhelmed by their own shortcomings. They know what it's like to feel stumped, frustrated, and limited in what they're able to do. And just like me, they want to be happy, and they deserve compassion and kindness. So take some time to let yourself rest with this sense of connection. Bringing a hand to your heart or belly, connecting back to yourself. Touching back to your anchor whenever you need to. As you begin to recognize the suffering of another, there might be a feeling of caring that arises. This can feel like an opening where part of you has been closed off. Take a few moments and see if you notice a sense of caring or warmth. Just like me, this person struggles with being human and longs to be loved and accepted and to feel safe. If you forget what you're doing or feel disconnected from this practice, you can come back to your anchor, knowing the stillness of the body, the movement of the breath, and begin again when you're ready. This practice of remembering the humanity of yourself and others is so helpful when you get caught up in this delusion of perfection. It's a powerful reminder that being human means being a little messy. When you catch yourself comparing yourself to others, you can repeat the simple phrase, "just like me," reminding yourself that you are not alone. When you're ready, you can deepen the breath, perhaps bringing a small smile to the face, remembering that you are only human like everyone else. Begin to slowly open your eyes if they're closed, and take a moment to check out your environment, orienting yourself back to your space. I hope this practice of remembering that you're not alone in your anxiety will be of benefit to you as you move through your day. Be well, dear ones.
Thank you, Booker. We hope you enjoyed that meditation. If you're thinking, you know, I could have kept going for another 5 or 10 minutes, well, I encourage you to check out the 10% Happier app, where you will find this very same meditation in different lengths to suit your practice. Your subscription cost directly supports our many, many wonderful teachers and really allows them to dedicate their time to teaching these incredible and life-changing skills. We'll see you back here on Monday for a brand new episode with Kristen Neff. We're going to talk about how self-compassion ain't always soft. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fu, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
For more than 2 centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.